This is the Joey English Show Red Hot Treasure Chest for shows and tours.
Joey Pals, shows and tours, giveaways is presented through the generosity of Daniel Meyer and the Palm Springs International Airport. I love the website, flypsp.com.
Hey, Joey Pals. This is Daniel Meyer. I wanted you to know that Palm Springs International Airport now has 35 nonstop routes and 13 airlines in season and 16 year-round nonstop routes and 9 year-round airlines. Come fly with us.
You've got passes to the Camelot Theaters, psculturalcenter.org, still the home of the best popcorn, 325-6565. Gift certificate to JT's Diners. It's out there on Cook Street. Oh, my stars, the breakfasts. The website is JTS, as in JT's Diner, Palm Desert, .com. 674-7600. And here come Dan Gore's two restaurants. Lu Chow's, I may keep that. I just love it. In the Rim Rock Shopping Center. Lu Chow's, PalmSprings.com, 655-0045.
Hello, Joey Pals. It's Dan from Oscars and Lu Chow's in Palm Springs. I want to see your beautiful faces at my restaurants. Come check them out. Lu Chow's opened a few weeks ago, and of course, everyone knows Oscars. We'll see you at the shows.
Gift certificate to Oscars Cafe and Bar, OscarsPalmSprings.com, 325-1188. We'll use my three children. Be the third caller at 323-JOEY, 323-5639. On your mark, get ready, get set, go. If you're caller number three, I don't know, I really want Lu Chow's, JT's, and Oscar's, all that great food. Oh, and then the popcorn at the Camelot. Oh, well, I'll mail it out to you. Thank you for making this show what you have. We're in our 28th year, and I couldn't have done it without you. So, thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, I like to say this. Back to our regularly scheduled programming. Let's go to Mr. Community first.
Really?
Really?
Well, you know, Joey, all I've ever wanted to do is be an entertainer and have babies. And I have two beautiful fur babies named Teddy and Bochy. Thank you for asking. Thank
you, Your Honor. Would you instruct the witness to sidebar? Bless your heart.
They're his babies.
They're my babies. They are my babies.
They are your
babies. Can we keep talking about the chamber for a little bit?
Whatever.
What did
you
think of the new edition of their magazine when it hit your inbox at your home since you're a Palm Springs resident?
I get it. Oh, wow.
Isn't that a cover?
I think known as the prettiest. What a figure.
Yeah.
Tell us who the other people are.
Well, a lot of them. Nona put together, the magazine put together a list of 10 power people that are innovating. And do you want to tell her who
you... You can go ahead. You've got them in.
Well, you know what I love about it is we put an ad, and we'll talk about The Chase a little bit. We put an ad for The Chase in this magazine, and I have to tell you why. It's because this magazine does a better job of, I think, any other magazine in the Valley of reaching everyone in Palm Springs, because the chamber mails it to everyone's home, renters and homeowners in the Palm Springs area. And so we did put a two-page ad about the Steve Chase Humanitarian Awards, which of course happens on March 25th.
Right.
Tickets are on sale at daphealth.org/thechase.
And we had a note from David Brinkman that it's selling out. So get them.
Yeah, you've got to get your tickets. It's going to be a great event again. But the 10 Desert Innovators, what I loved about the list, Joey, is, you know, I know a lot of these folks. I don't know all of them. But what I thought was interesting was so many of them intersect with what we do at DAP Health. And I'm going to guess, if you're listening, they probably intersect with other nonprofits that you might care about or that you also support. Because, you know, it seems like this list is made up of people who don't say no when they're asked to help our community. So let's see. The dream developer, Michael Braun.
Okay,
of course, what he's done to redevelop the downtown area. our police chief, the peacekeeper, Andrew Mills.
Yes.
And I mentioned how supportive he was of Desert AIDS Walk and participating in letting us dunk him for a good cause. The nourisher, Liz Stoyich, who mm-hmm. owns, I think, some of the most popular restaurants in the Valley. And what's interesting about Liz is she was a lawyer. She wasn't a restaurateur.
What was her last name?
Stoyich.
I don't know her.
And she, you don't know Liz?
No, you know. She has farm and she has tequila and she has Clandestino.
I didn't know her last name. Yeah.
And the Porch. She has four restaurants in our beautiful city.
Okay. And she's amazing. And of course, you know, brava Liz. She always participates in Dining Out for Life, which also supports DAP Health and so many other nonprofits. And then, of course, the bridge builder, Reed Milanovich. Tribal chair.
Yes.
I had the pleasure of being on the board of the chamber alongside him. And the health promoter, Marty Marcellion, who, of course, leads Eisenhower Health. And Eisenhower Health, I think, sponsors everything mm-hmm. in the Valley.
They were on the show yesterday.
And huge supporters.
And I can,
happily today
announce that Eisenhower Health is the presenting sponsor of the Chase this year.
Oh, good.
So we're really thrilled to have them on board doing that. And I get to work with Lee Rice as we build the promotional plan for that. So that'll be exciting. Of course, Jane Garrison, who helped save Oswit Canyon and now the Prescott Preserve, and so many other outdoor spaces so we can have a place to walk and live and breathe, and it doesn't all become too congested and too developed in Palm Springs. And then two folks I don't know personally, Rob, the Nightlife Impresario. Tell me about Rob.
Yeah, because Rob has Chill Bar, and he's opening up the brand new nightclub that's going in our downtown. And so
Chill Bar is fabulous.
Yes.
That's where we have we had our Tuesday lunches.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Last month.
Mm-hmm. Forward thinking.
Adam Lerner.
Adam Lerner, who heads the museum, our Palm Springs Museum, and it's doing really well right now under his leadership. He's made some really good decisions and really bringing the museum forward.
And then, you know, since she won't toot her own horn, I was happy to see that Nona is on this list as the business maven because, you know, she is who connects all of our businesses and promotes the city and creates new events that bring in tourism and bring in people to the downtown area to drive our economy and eat at our restaurants and shop at our stores. And attend so many events.
Exactly.
Like police and fire, like so many other things that she's brought to the
city.
But
look what she's done for all the chambers valley-wide. Yeah. She is the driving force between all of them getting together and being nice to each other.
That's true. Well, yeah, and I'm sure that she's quietly mentoring most of them.
Yes, I agree.
If they're smart.
She can't hear us, can she?
Yeah. But the best part I think about this, you know, the magazine, I always love this magazine, but yes. I think the best part of this particular story is that I love, Nona, how you featured a young member of the chamber, Aaron J. Young, mm-hmm. who was an LA transplant. He's been a celebrity photographer. He was not on my radar until I saw him. I met him at a chamber mixer mm-hmm. and got to know him a little bit and was so impressed that this young talent had joined the Chamber of Commerce. I mean, I don't know. When I first moved here, it felt like the chamber was a lot of middle-aged to older members, and now it keeps getting younger and more dynamic. And
isn't that who does our Talk of Stars? Aaron? Different Aaron.
Different Aaron.
Evan.
You're Evan. Talking about Evan.
Evan. Yeah. Evan versus Aaron. Yeah. I beg your pardon.
Mm-hmm. But this is what I love. I mean, this is what I love about our chamber is, you know, highlighting local businesses, but also really giving a boost to young talent. Because when you move to the Valley, and you know, I had this experience, and I'm sure many people listening have had the same experience, you have to reestablish yourself. You have to introduce yourself. You have to build a reputation, and that's not always easy to do. And I think for this young photographer being featured on the cover of the magazine, going to every home in Palm Springs, what a great validation for his talent. And of course, he did beautiful work.
Tell everybody the name of the magazine again.
Oh, P.S. I Love You. What else would it be called?
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's no way they won't get it.
They live in Palm Springs.
Right.
I mean, that's the great thing.
Where can you pick it up if you don't live here?
The chamber office. You can come if you don't happen to get it at your home. You can come to the chamber office.
Because you
I recommend
like
that you do.
32,000.
Yes.
That's
every quarter.
I don't think people, and just to put that in perspective, I mean, I don't think I'm speaking out of school, but I believe that the number of printed copies of the newspaper now are like 18,000. So, you know, that is almost twice as many copies of this magazine than our local newspaper prints. That's
exactly.
Huge. Mm. That's huge. I mean, just to put it in perspective of how powerful it is for its advertisers, for the community members who get it, for the city that's able to tell its story in it. It's just a beautiful publication.
Good job, the
yeah,
two of
love
you.
It. Not me. It's known as publication. I'm just happy to be, you know, in it
but
as an advertiser.
But you're a very artistic, creative guy.
Yes, he is.
You do wonderful work.
Yeah.
You all do. We all do.
Yeah.
Miss Dolly Parton included.
Oh, I just love Miss Dolly Rebecca Parton. I mean, I hate
I
to
love
like,
it when he says
I hate
it.
To slide into a ditch like that. But I mean, that woman, you know, and I've said this before, and people think I'm a little crazy, but I don't understand why she can't be sainted. You know, over a million books in the hands of young people reading from here all around the world. And she, you know, what she did to help develop the vaccine, you know, fund the
positive
vaccine for
influence.
COVID.
Yes.
How
positive
she
positive.
Is. Always
positive.
You know.
Beautiful voice.
There's a podcast called Dolly Parton's America. And I encourage people to listen to it because this young man went to a concert in 2016 while the country was so divided. And he noticed that everyone was getting along and everyone was happy. Republicans, Democrats, he saw drag queens, he saw all sorts of personalities, and everyone was happy and everyone was getting along. And he said to himself, this can only happen in Dolly Parton's America. And that was, so he decided to start this podcast. He interviewed her business leaders, her family, her friends. I mean, it's a deep dive. It's like 10 episodes, and it is the most fascinating journey into a genius woman. I mean, she is a genius in how she manages her life and her personality
and her 50
and her business.
Year plus marriage
and her marriage
56
yeah.
plus
can years. You tell I'm a huge fan?
Yes.
Yeah.
You're kidding. I remember when you came to one of my shows in high heels to honor her.
Well,
silver high heels.
It's hard to be
Miss
a diamond
Rebecca
in a rhinestone
Parton.
World. Mm. You know? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Precious.
Is that a direct quote?
Yes.
It is. That's a Dolly Parton quote. Hey, can I just say, speaking of that, I saw a product. I'm not going to say where because I don't want to like, you know, I'd like to be very positive.
Yes.
But you guys, I saw this product. It was a canvas tote bag. It was at a local retailer. No names. It was a nice tote bag, but it was just a plain tote bag. And it was, you know, silk screened on one side with a Palm Springs. And on the other side, it had our unofficial motto, you know, a place for sunny skies and shady people. And I, you know, I love that, right? Ha ha. Isn't that funny? You guys, $995.
Oh my gosh.
I thought for a tote bag, I mean, they give these away for free if you go to, you know, events in town.
How many did you buy?
Oh, please. I thought shady people is right, whoever priced that tote bag, you know.
I could
but it was beautiful.
Few.
It was beautiful. It was beautiful. If the retailer's listening, it was a beautiful. I wish I could afford it, and I'm sure a lot of people are buying it. But I was like, that's a lot of money.
That's a lot for that.
To continue the conversation with either one of these wonderful folks, pschamber.org, what's phone number, Nona?
760-325-1577.
And you always go to daphealth.org. Or revivalsstores.com.
Yes. And get your tickets for the Chase.
Oh,
it's
yes.
March 25th. It's going to be so much fun. We're back outside and a lot of new things are planned. A really exciting reinvention of the blue carpet honoring healthcare workers upon arrival. And then we're going to have a cocktail party like you've never seen before. And the dinner and the program are going to be outstanding. I went to the tasting menu and it is incredible.
Jackie Lee
Savory's is outdoing
proud.
Itself.
It's on her garden.
It's
at her garden.
It's at her plaza. That's exactly right.
Thank you both so much. Bless your hearts.
Joey pals, here is today's Joey English Desert Datebook. Here's Joey.
Okay, Joey pals. ACT Tours reminds you there are 7 days in a week. Someday isn't one of them. Doesn't that sound like Steve Canold? Travel the world while you can with ACT. This Palm Springs-based operator has been customizing vacations since 1976 to all 7 continents, which I can name, at prices you can afford. Go with a company that you can trust that has been there, done that. Go with me to Dubai in March. telephone 322-1247 or visit act-tours.com for a menu of both international tours and day excursions. AIM Mail Center, A-I-M, aimmailcenters.com. The phone number is 416-3399. They're at 1775 East Palm Canyon Drive, and they're closed on Sundays. Here are some of their services. Passport photos and renewals. That's important. Rubber stamps. They can make you a customized one. Greeting cards and full service printing, to name just a few. Okay, Joey Pals, here she comes. Down from the mothership, Dana Haynes, astrologyworldnews.com. This year, starting on February 18th, the Aquarius sun sign ends and the sign of Pisces begins. For the rest of the month, Aquarians may find they have to pay more attention to finances. It may seem the dollar goes out as fast as it comes in. 1 minute you're on top of the world, the next worrying about bills. As for Pisces, the remaining days of February keep you busy professionally. Money improves. Oh, I want to be a Pisces. Don't blow the budget if you have one. Pisces are now entering a two-year cycle in which you become more spiritually tuned in to your own psychic awareness. Learn to trust your instincts, not your emotions. Check with Dana for your own particular horoscope. Desert Water Agency, DWA.org, reminds you, current water restrictions include no sprinklers during daylight hours, and restaurants can only serve water upon request. Go to DWA.org/save. Need help paying your water bill? Go to DWA.org/H2O. DWA has grass removal funding for low-income households. Go to DWA.org/grass. Lalo Visions, that's LALOvisions.com. Happy birthday this week to Lalo. He's a 17er. Connect with your angels during a reading with Lalo Tachikin, psychic to the psychics, to find out what the week holds in store for you. Lalo's detailed messages delivered at his office overlooking Joshua Tree National Park in nearby Yucca Valley will astound you. Phone this gifted spiritual consultant at 401-1810 or visit that website for more information. Great gift idea. You'll thank me. The Palm Springs Aerial Tramway, pstramway.com. Mount San Jacinto and the PS Aerial Tram have snow. Guests can expect over 15 inches for sledding, building a snowman, and fun through the month. Tickets are available for purchase upon arrival on a first-come, first-served basis. To check the latest weather forecast, go to pstramway.com/tram-cam. That's fun. pstramway.com/tram-cam. The Palm Springs Cultural Center / Camelot Theaters, home of the best popcorn in the valley. The website is psculturalcenter.org. Pick from these things on their menu. Get it? Get it? Soulful Sundays with Keisha D. Every Sunday, 5 to 7:30 p.m. in the VIP lounge. Monday, Mon Petit Salon with Jeremy Levi. Every Monday, 5 to 7:30 p.m. in the VIP lounge. Tuesdays, Jazz on the Second Floor with Leanna and the Jazz Collection. Every Tuesday, 5 to 7:30 p.m. in the VIP lounge. And Tuesdays, Coachella Valley Philharmonic Society Chamber Series, biweekly at 7 p.m. in Theater 3. Check everything, as I said, psculturalcenter.org. Okay, Joey Pals, tomorrow, the talk of stars with the one and only Ruta Lee. Until then, you be well and all the best.